This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Get off the calendar. You see the 18th of October there, right? 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st, 4, 22, 5, 23, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Now we're to the end of October. 14 days till Halloween. Then you get 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, ding, 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 ding. 20 days till Election Day, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. You're there now. You think about the first time you heard about the midterm elections or the 2018 elections or whatever. We are there right now. Are you ready? Everything you care about, everything you believe, everything you stand for, there is some place you can point on the ballot or the difference between that way of thinking and a very different way of thinking could hang in the balance. Never, ever, ever think you don't make a difference. You do, as much by voting as by just being who you are and standing up for what you believe and talking to people about it. So very important. A lot of you have asked us to tackle the measures, and give you the understanding you need to be able to go in and vote in an informed way. So we're doing our level best to do that. And then, of course, take up a few legislative races and follow, obviously, the Kramer-Heitkamp race that everyone is talking about, and even nationwide. That has gone to another level now because of the malfeasance of the Heitkamp campaign in destroying the lives of some individuals. Not my words, by the way, their words. Destroying their lives. Unbelievable. There has been a lot of reporting with some of the women who were wrongly listed as a sexual assault victim or who did not want their names, who were sexual assault victims but didn't want their names out there. Anyway, that issue is just gone up. In fact, I just sent a note to Jonathan Martin at the New York Times. He and I Facebook messaged back and forth once in a while on different issues because he doesn't like it that I criticize the New York Times. And he's actually a pretty good reporter. But anyway, I said, you know, any plans to cover the story everyone else was talking about? You know, you're out here in North Dakota a few weeks ago, and might be time for you to come back. No answer yet. I'll let you know, though, when I do get it. I'm going to weave in answers to a few of your texts as we go throughout the program, too, that have been coming in, and the comments, questions, and the sort, so we'll get those in because I know we took a lot of calls last hour and didn't have time for a lot of texts. But we're going to start with another discussion on the measures. Jessica Unruh is our guest next to talk about measure number one. Jessica is a state senator herself. She is an employee of North American Coal and works in the coal industry. She's also a state senator. So she has a lot of different hats that she brings to this, and she is a spokesperson for the measure one campaign. I had a text from a listener earlier say, tell me the reasons that you're voting no on measure number one. And in my case, I only gave them one reason. I could give many, but one was just the people behind this. I know to not be in this because they're concerned about corruption. They're trying to, you know, affect the Constitution to realize they can't win at the ballot box. They don't like the fact that Democrats hold so few seats here, and so they want to change that. I can see that agenda all over them, so I just that's where I stop, you know, not even signing the petition to get it on the ballot. But we all have many. How would you answer that question, Jessica?
I would answer that question with the last line on the ballot measure. It's two pages, single space, but it's that last line, and it says that this article of the Constitution would override the rest of our North Dakota Constitution. Taking away the rest of the rights that we've already got in place is the scariest thing to me.
You know, the Constitution is a really good answer to that question. because I happen to think it stood the test of time, and I'm not sure some people from California and Massachusetts that are funding this can be given enough credibility to consider they know best about what our Constitution ought to be. Isn't it longer? Isn't the proposed change to the Constitution longer than our actual Constitution now as well?
Not quite, but 2 pages single-spaced adding into the Constitution is definitely a scary proposition. I've been working on this for a long time, and I was, quite frankly, I'm getting to the point, and I was when this started too, where I'm deeply offended that there are these out-of-state groups that can think they can come in to North Dakota, buy their way on the ballot, and then try and buy their way into voters' minds, and they've been lying. Not only do they want to add 2 pages to our Constitution, but the proponents of Measure One just released a video on Facebook yesterday, and this has been one of their talking points. It is included in the measure, but they say that Measure One will ban foreign contributions in North Dakota, and it was highlighted in their video yesterday. But foreign contributions have been banned in North Dakota since 1972. So I'm getting to the point where I'm frustrated that they're lying to voters about what this measure actually does. They're distracting from what it actually does.
Can you paint a picture for our listeners that if this measure were to pass, the Constitution was altered, Measure One is in place in law, what is impacted? What are the effects of that?
Well, this could be a great answer to the question you first asked me, why would you oppose this measure? If you want to actually take a look at the content other than the fact that it overrides the rest of the Constitution, that they've gone about it the wrong way, bringing all of these elite out-of-state groups in here, the content of the measure actually provides a fourth branch of government that is more powerful than our judicial, legislative, and executive branches. They create this ethics commission, and that ethics commission has the ability to hear any claim about any person, any elected official, and take it up and make it public without any due process. It removes the entire structure of the way the rest of our government is set up and allows this group to just really do whatever it is that they see fit. And that is set out in the language in the constitutional amendment. And the proponents have been saying, as people have been asking them about these issues with the measure, they've been saying, oh, the legislature can fix this. But I would like to remind voters that it is a constitutional amendment. The legislature cannot change the Constitution. We could put it on the ballot again in 2 years to change the Constitution, but this has a very quick effective date on it, so it would go in place if it were to pass. And then the legislature actually dealing with the measure is difficult in and of itself. All we can do is provide some century code, but it's very explicitly written. And there are a lot of things that would just cause so many problems that the legislature cannot fix. And I've done a lot of investigating on that on my end. There is nothing that the legislature can do.
Other than all vote no, so they don't have to fix a mess.
Exactly.
Along with everybody else. Jessica Unruh is with us, and she's a spokesperson for North Dakotans for Sound Government. If you have a question or comment, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. One thing I think that speaks volumes about the opposition to Measure One is the breadth, depth, and diversity of the groups that have come together to oppose this measure. Tell us a little bit about those, Jessica.
Oh, well, we've got a great coalition. The Greater North Dakota Chamber, which, of course, is a group of businesses across the state, came together earlier on in the election cycle and decided that this was a measure worth fighting. This was not something that our state should be dealing with. And so we've got folks together across the political spectrum. We've got the ACLU. They've announced that they're opposed to this because of the free speech implications and restrictions that this would have. We've got groups like North Dakota Farm Bureau, which is on the other end of the political spectrum. They've come out in opposition, and we've got everybody in between. We've got energy industry, agriculture, and other healthcare groups as well that have been engaging on this. The breadth and depth of the coalition is really something that I'm very proud of. I'm glad that people are seeing that this is bad. They're engaging and wanting to defeat Measure One on the ballot this fall.
Yeah, and you know, I know it's difficult for some people to get into the details and the weeds of a particular measure, but when you see that, you know, farm groups, you know, the Catholic Church, the ACLU, that normally wouldn't be with conservatives, to say, wait a minute, we're concerned about, you know, free speech here. I mean, you've got quite the coalition of folks on all sides of this, and that's pretty extraordinary. And it came together very quickly to say, oh, this is bad. So that's just another comfort for folks that are looking for information on this. Short break, back with more with our conversation with Jessica Unruh, talking about measure number one. If you have questions or comments, bring it on. Love to hear your comments, questions right now. 258-0550.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Dunn, Stark, Wells, and Bottineau counties in North Dakota, and an extensive lumberyard retirement liquidation auction in Manoman, Minnesota on October 23rd at 9 a.m. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table, all-natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for him.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, is high in omega-3 oils. When you grain feed cattle in the feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass, green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3s. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, the breakdown of that nerve coating, we eat, you know, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Healthy for you. That's some extra omega-3 oils. And what that does is help your nervous system. Our nerves evidently need the omega-3 oils to coat the nerves and all of your nervous system, and the coating is that omega-3. So if you you know, that's another benefit. Lazy J Ranch, Morristown, South Dakota, serving the North Dakota and South Dakota area, is shipping their cattle up now to a butcher shop near you. They can put some fine variety of pound options, all cuts of meat, steaks, roast the whole thing, and great taste of grass-finished beef. Right now, now's the time to put your name on one of those steers, because they're fattened up and ready to go. 605-524-3472 is the number. 605-524-3472, Dakota Lazy J Rich. Some calls that have come in during the break on our question of the day: what topics do you want asked of the candidates in the debate tonight? Kevin Cramer, Senator Heidi Heitkamp, face off tonight. Here's a couple of your comments, and back to our discussion on Measure One with Jessica Unruh here today.
I just wanted to comment on Heidi's ad that features Byron Dorgan complaining about how existing conditions wouldn't be covered. The thing about that ad that bothers me is that he uses the number of 300,000 North Dakota residents with pre-existing conditions. That would be 50% of the state having pre-existing conditions. Somehow I think that number is highly inflated. I don't believe that that number is accurate. I'm wondering if somebody can research that and truly find out what the number should be, because there's no way 50% of the residents in North Dakota are concerned about this pre-existing condition.
Caller is correct. That number has been proven wrong by an independent organization. I'm trying to remember, did KVOY do that? I think KVOY did that one, but they proved it wrong. There was another ad out about the fact that it was wrong, but the Heitkamp campaign keeps using it. So you're right. That's a big number, and it's wrong, and that'd be a great thing to, when you have both candidates on the stage, say, okay, you say 300,000. You say that's wrong. What is it? Have it out. Let's go. Here's another concern from a listener regarding Senator Heitkamp and the flap that has come up this week.
I just have a question regarding the Heidi campaign. Who gave the final okay or sign-off on that ad before it went out? Is it an underling that got fired or a campaign manager that okayed it? And another thing is, not only do the survivors have to deal with this humiliation, but they also have the guilt of someone being fired over it. It's so unfair. Heidi needs to step out of the race. Thank you.
I appreciate your comments today on the program. Others pouring in, and a few texts we'll get to as well. More of our conversation now with Jessica Unruh. We're talking about Measure One. Jessica is a spokesperson for North Dakotans for Sound Government, part of the coalition that is opposing this effort, and joining us today on the program to talk a little bit about it. We talked about the the large amount of supporters that are behind this as well before the break, and welcome other questions and comments that you have about it as well. Texter wanted to know, I got to find it. I'm sorry. It had to do with the commission, this ethics commission. And whether this ethics commission would just turn into basically a witch hunt tool, so the commission that they have set up. And by the way, there is procedures for ethics commission for, you know, rules on, you know, who could donate to what and how that's placed now. So this is above and beyond. I can't find it, so I'm going to paraphrase the question, but it was basically, would this new commission in effect be a weapon for people to use against the majority party?
I think that's exactly right. That's what this ultimately is. And you said that in your opening statement, Scott, about how this is just something that the leftist groups have come up with. They can't get in on the ballot. They can't get elected positions. So this was the next best thing so that they can use this political weapon against their opponents and hopefully win a few more races. I really do feel like that is part of their motivation, a big part of it.
Chris in Bismarck, question for Jessica Unruh. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I'm just calling with regard to Measure One discussion, and my comment basically is that I think that what Measure One is another example of how these extreme left Democratic groups are just obsessed with lists. They use these lists, they create these lists, and then they use them for like police state tactics, essentially down the road. And in this case, you know, it's an out-of-state interest that is coming into our state with these lists that they want to create and then dangle it over our heads. And I just think it's completely wrong.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. There's no due process with this Ethics Commission that's been completely removed with the constitutional amendment. So it does this. It just creates a list of potential wrongdoings that anybody can accuse anybody of, and it just could sit there.
Exactly. Appreciate the call, Chris. Thanks very much. Texter says, where can we get yard signs to vote no on Measure 1?
Great question. We've got yard signs available in Dickinson. If you send a message to the Facebook page, North Dakotans for Sound Government, we can get you hooked up there. We've got them located in chamber offices in the larger cities across North Dakota. And if you're somewhere else, let us know, and we will get you a yard sign.
All right. Get to Facebook, North Dakotans for Sound Government. Another texter says, why is it so hard to find the actual text of Measure 1 on a Google search?
That is a good question. If you go to ndmeasure1.com, that is our website. You can find the text of the measure on the first page that pops. Text of the measure on the first page that pops up right at the bottom of that first page.
Can you tell us some online resources?
Google it.
It is tough to find it, huh? Okay, so you're right. So just go to. You said nd. What's the website?
ndmeasure1.com.
So the caller says, can you tell us some online resources and make some text images we can spread on Facebook? Probably same thing, to the Facebook page or website, huh?
Yep, North Dakotans for Sound Government, or our tag places at no on Measure 1 ND, I believe.
Another text.
North Dakotans for Sound Government on Facebook.
Now I found the text that I was talking about earlier. It said, it should also be noted this Ethics Commission will be used as a political tool by the left to make the current majority look bad. Very similar to what National Democrats are doing with the special prosecutor investigating Russian collusion. I've been calling it witch hunt, you know, the California, Massachusetts funded witch hunt, because that's the tools that are definitely there for them to go about doing this. So it's real. Jessica, thanks for great info. We appreciate it. We're going to keep folks informed now until Election Day, 20 days away. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, Scott.
Jessica Unruh, a spokesperson for North Dakotans for Sound Government, part of this huge coalition, left and right, opposing Measure Number 1.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I've been to Norway. I want to go back to Norway. And when the family says, let's go to Norway, I say we're calling the pro, Carol Juven. How many times have you been to Norway?
174 times.
Holy buckets. And how many people along?
Approximately 49,000 total over the past 50 years.
50 plus years. What are you going to do next? Tell us about some of the trips you have on the docket.
First of all, we have the Norway Luxury Tour number 1 and number 2. And they will be going, of course, in June and July both. And then we have the Best of Norway and the Hallingdal Tour. And, of course, we have a combination of land or cruise.
And we're going to do a trip, and it will be both. We're looking forward to that very much. There's no place on earth like Norway. If folks want to phone you up, what do they call you at?
1-800-343-0093. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Welcome along to beautiful Norway.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the case of the disappearance of a Saudi journalist who wrote for the Washington Post, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is currently briefing President Trump on his trip to Saudi Arabia. The president having said earlier this week,
I want to find out what happened, where is the fault, And we will probably know that by the end of the week. But Mike Pompeo's coming back. We're going to have a long talk.
And again, that meeting believed to be going on now at the White House after Pompeo meets with Saudi leaders who've denied any involvement in his disappearance. Although Turkish officials say they have evidence that a Saudi hit team killed him at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd. A police commander in Kandahar is dead, two Americans wounded in a Taliban attack in that Afghan city. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
We appreciate our sponsors here on What's on Your Mind, because without them, we're not here. This is a business, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. We're in business. And advertisers who invest with us to get their message out to improve their businesses, which, by the way, works very well, talk to our advertisers, is how the world works. So without them, we wouldn't do it. We have the longest standing relationship with MyPillow, with a regional talk show of anybody in the country. They're pretty cool. In other words, he's been on Fox News a lot longer, but individual show, usually they come on for a year or 2 years. This has been years, and we love it. Really appreciate it. And they set up a MyPillow mattress topper, which is really a game changer. MyPillow foam for support, transitional foam to help relieve the pressure points, ultra soft, patented temperature regulating cover. Oh my gosh. You can't even believe it. It comes in a box. You get out of the box on the bed in about 2 minutes. You lay down and say, wow. Wow. Is that nice? Call 800-506-9028 right now and get 30% off by using the promo code SCOTT. They'll also throw in two standard MyPillows, absolutely free, or MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. You can go that route too. Okay? All right. Our Measure 1 guest is left, but we're going to talk Measure 3 next, and we have a call from Ralph in Gladstone on Measure 1, so we'll go ahead and take that before we bring in our guest for Measure 3. Go ahead, Ralph, what's on your mind?
Well, I'll talk about Measure 1 here, and I think the real intention behind Measure 1 is not the it's not to hold those we elect accountable or anything, but it's a way for those we elect to shut the people to shut their constituents up in this way, because if they want to go to Bismarck or if they want to do an initiated measure or something like that, well, it would involve you'd have to report your expenses and everything for going to Bismarck maybe to testify on a bill or to do an initiated measure. It's just by voting yes on Measure 1, you'd be committing political suicide.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And while I agree with your premise of why this is behind it, I mean, the people that have backed it, Susan Weefald and Tina Butcher and Elaine Chafee, have spent the better part of their last whatever number of years, trying to oust people that are in office. And so they have this grudge match against Republicans. And so they found a way with California money, with Massachusetts money, to try and do this. That's the only reason California and Massachusetts care about it. They get rid of Republicans, get them on there. So they're trying to do what they can do with the ballot box, number one. Number two, you raise a very good point. Set aside the politicians for a minute. If you, Ralph, decide to get in the car, go to Bismarck and talk to somebody about something you care about and spend more than $200, you need to disclose it. And if somebody gave you $50 to help because they care about it too, then you got to disclose them. If you're a charity and you go there and you say, we're worried about this, everybody that donated to you needs to be disclosed. It is ridiculous. It'll entangle all kinds of people in, witch hunts. It's just ridiculous. So
you eliminate accountability.
Exactly right. Ralph, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Let me get Lance and Williston in here on a different topic. Patty and Chris, you're on Measure 3, so stay tuned for our guest on that. Lance, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to call and thank Senator Heitkamp for her humor with her ad that Kent Conrad is running for, because I enjoy a good laugh, and I couldn't help but get a good chuckle out of that one when they start pointing the finger at Kevin Cramer for voting to increase the national debt when Barack Obama doubled the national debt in 8 years while he was in office.
I didn't hear much from Kent Conrad or Byron Dorgan during that time. And by the way, I haven't seen one single media outlet recognize the fact that these two guys are back, who, by the way, were both defeated. Okay, Byron Dorgan decided not to run. Kent Conrad decided not to run. But they knew what was going to happen. One of Kent Conrad, he had the whole countrywide financial scandal. Right, he was caught getting a sweetheart deal on a mortgage and decided to quietly go off into the night. Byron Dorgan was 20 points behind to Governor Hovind, who wasn't even a candidate yet in the race. You know, so and that was Obamacare that cost him. But I also wouldn't mind somebody factually pointing out people that are critical of our national debt are the very people that prevented the United States of America from having a balanced budget amendment. You remember that? Byron Dorgan voted against that in 1995.
Absolutely.
You know, it really is kind of sad that there isn't an honest media in the state.
It's democracy in its greatest, if you ask me.
You're a smart dude, though, Lance. You figured all that out, so that's okay. Let's get Penny in here. I'm sorry, Christy in here. Christy Spooner is the chair of Healthy and Productive North Dakota. She's here to talk about Measure 3 right now. She is someone that has worked in rehab and recovery for decades. And Christy, What is your vote on Measure 3?
Well, my vote is definitely no. This is absolutely a bad law all the way around. If this law were to pass, it would be the most liberal law in the nation. Definitely no on this one.
What does that mean, the most liberal law? Give me an example of that.
There are absolutely no regulations with this law anywhere. I thought that the Forum's editorial board said it best when they said it seeks to legalize recreational marijuana use. It's a dope smoker's pipe dream and a nightmare for just about everyone else. The flaws are hard to catalog fully. If passed, it would have the nation's most liberal marijuana law. It would create a wild west for weed. Marijuana could be grown anywhere by anyone. It could be sold anywhere by anyone. There would be no limits on the amount of marijuana a person could possess, and it could be smoked or used anywhere. Schools, churches, public buildings, anywhere. It would require the expungement of legal records involving marijuana-related convictions, a labor-intensive effort that would require hiring 124 temporary workers who would have to scramble to scrape 180,000 records within a 30-day deadline at an estimated cost of $1.1 million. The total cost for state agencies and local governments of legalizing recreational marijuana is $6.6 million. And more legal havoc, any law that conflicts with the measure would be nullified and repealed. And that's exactly. If people have not read this measure, please read it fully, because it truly is, when you get to the bottom, that it talks about how it just basically supersedes everything.
Anytime I brought up any of those issues with a proponent of the Measure 3, they say, well, the legislature will fix that. They'll fix that. Now, I don't know why you wouldn't do it right the first time and put the ballot measure very clearly as to what you want and do. It tells me a little bit about how you run your operation if he puts this through and then expects me to fix it later. But what do you say to that, to people that that say that, you know, none of that would stand and would be fixed by the legislature?
Well, first of all, this measure, if passed, goes into law 30 days after it's passed, before the legislative session even has a chance to get going. And I will tell you, I truly believe that big marijuana is ready to step into the state and get things set up. Like I said, basically, people could start selling edibles. You could make a trip down to Colorado, load up, get back here. You could start selling edibles. You could start selling marijuana. You could do it out of the trunk of your car. If you're growing it, there's no problem with that. I mean, once you unleash this monster, trying to get it back under wraps, I just think that's preposterous.
All right, let's take some calls here for our guest from a healthy and productive North Dakota. The chairwoman, Christy Spooner, is with us today on the program. And looks like Chris has been waiting the longest here. So let's get to you, Chris. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. In regards to Measure 3, I am for it. Here's my list of reasons. I'll list them off quick and then wait for a reply. I think that legalization is going to be inevitable. Right now, there's 9 states with recreational legalized, 30 for medical. Canada just went full recreational legal yesterday. You look at corporation investment. You got pharmaceutical companies, beverage companies, tobacco companies investing in cannabis. And I've been to a number of dispensaries out of state. Not once have I seen any Cookie Monsters or any marketing towards children. There are armed guards at front. You have to present a valid ID. They scan the ID and all that. It's very controlled and regulated. I think that once it is passed, like you guys touched on, the legislature is going to gut it and restructure it and make it compliant with the law, just like they did with medical, make it right in your words. But the fact that opiate overdoses decreased by 25% at least in states where it is legalized, in case it's going to save one life, I'm for it. The 50% fatality rate on traffic fatalities, the 50% were positive, that means 50% were not. That's not a very good statistic to be using. The tax revenue, if it's moderate, will benefit the state as well as the jobs. But if they go too high, the black market will flourish, so it needs to be a moderate tax on it. And I think you guys are underestimating the common sense of North Dakotans. We're smart. It's not going to be the Wild West. It's not going to be running rampant. Most North Dakotans are respectful, just like they are with their cigarettes, just like they are with their alcohol. It's going to be the same way with marijuana. But when you compare North Dakota to Colorado, I think that's apples and oranges. We're a conservative state, conservative values, but yet we cherish personal freedoms. I'll hang up with your reply. Thank you.
Chris, thanks for the call. And Christy, go ahead and share your response.
Well, you know, I guess where I would start is, yes, I am a native North Dakotan, born here, raised here, lived here all my life, raised my family, and hope to raise my grandchildren. Hopefully they will grow up in the same kind of environment. And that is how I initially got involved with this, because if you truly watch the other states that have legalized recreational marijuana and you look at the problems it has created there, I don't want to live in a state there. I have talked to numerous people who have relatives and friends that are moving out of Colorado because of the stench of the marijuana. It's everywhere. People can't take their children to the parks without smelling it. For me, one of the biggest things besides that personally is that I've worked in the field of substance use disorders for 26 years. And one of the things that I am very well aware of is that marijuana is an addictive substance. Whether it passes or not, we forget about, and it seems like they would want to minimize the fact this is an addictive substance. And one of the things that we know is where the perceived risk goes down, for example, in the states that have legalized it, teen use has gone up significantly. And there's a certain percentage of people that when they use will develop a substance use disorder. Generally, when you're looking at somewhere between 9 to 10% within the general population. But for people who start as teenagers, it goes up significantly. You're looking at anywhere up to 17% or more with teenagers.
Hang tight, if you would. We'll finish this conversation on the other side of the break. Get to more calls as well. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
We're back with Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, now in Devil's Lake 2. I'm looking at a new model of hot spring. Vince, tell me about this.
Yeah, it's our new line of hot spring Limelight hot tubs, and there's five in all, and it's really a unique hot tub. And we know that when you come in, you see it, you're going to think, wow, that is pretty cool. But beyond cool and looking great, and it looks like unlike any other hot tub you would ever seen, but it's also, again, back to the hot spring message, better water, better massage, better energy, like with our Ace saltwater system, which gives you basically a chemical-free way of owning a hot tub, and it feels great, so you're going to use the hot tub more. But yeah, it's the Limelights we're very excited about. There's five models, and they're really at that competitive price point as well, so we're excited about it.
Hassle-free experience, which is why you have the best ownership experience in the business, because you do this well, and you also will do concierge service. Well, you do everything, come to the house, right?
That's right, valet service. So if you don't want to lift a finger but just be better by sitting in your hot tub, you have that option too.
All right, folks, and great financing available literally for a cup of coffee a week. You're owning a hot tub. You can't beat a deal like that. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, now in Devil's Lake too. Tell them Scott sent you, save up to $2,000 with the ACE promo code at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Thanks, Vince.
Every day made better. Thank you, Scott.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, and now Devil's Lake too.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Where does the time go? Tom, can you answer that question, please?
Boy, if I can answer that question. Wow.
Seems like we get to this point of the show all the time. We just, boom, we're out of time. We don't have much more time. Our friends at High Plains Apache, they're going to be here long after we get off the air, though. So that's the nice thing here. So we can tell you about High Plains Apache, and you can stop and see them or check out their website and those 2019 models are in, kick a few tires, or the Mandan location, maybe the Fargo location, south of Fargo and Frontier. There's a new 40 series of Apache sprayers that you have to take a look at, along with the some new features. They have kind of a new look to them. Financing and leasing available on those. There's use sprayers. Call them 663-2375 in Mandan. Get the parts, too, you know, because nobody knows spray application like the folks at High Plains Apache. Exit 60 on I-29 south of Fargo Frontier as well. High Plains Apache. Continuing our conversation with Christy Spooner, chair of the Healthy and Productive North Dakotan group that is advocating against Measure 3 and a no vote on Measure 3. Did you, Christy, have anything else you wanted to say in response to that last caller?
Well, you know, one of the other things is I think he had talked about in there something about the drug driving, and I just want to say that it doesn't take into account for the risk that has become so prevalent in other states that have legalized marijuana. Washington State indicated that fatal car crashes where marijuana was involved have more than doubled since legalization, and that's from their Department of Transportation. And in Colorado, marijuana-positive fatal crashes increased almost 90% from 2013 to 2015. And that is another one of my biggest fears because, you know, we have enough trouble with alcohol-related crashes. We also have bad roads a lot of, you know, the months out of the year just because of our weather conditions. I just don't think we need to add more drug-impaired drivers to our roads.
All right, let's see, who can we go to next? Sam in Powers Lake. Oh, there's a fine place in North Dakota. Sam, your question for our guest, go ahead. Or comment, I guess. You can give us a comment, too. Sam, are you there?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
Can you hear me?
I can now, yep.
Yes, I just want to thank her for taking the position that she's taking, kind of jumping into the call here a little late, and just going to share something from a little different personal perspective. The last time I smoked marijuana was in 1989. I recently retired and journeyed to Denver, Colorado as a connoisseur, as I thought I was. Here's my observations as a 60-year-old male. Number one, I experienced things I never, ever experienced before back in the day. And come to discover after a little research, and you may have talked about this, or maybe you haven't. Back in the day, THC was content was 6 to 8%. Now it's near 95 to 98%. I experienced feelings that I don't ever want to experience again. The genetics in the drug itself, years ago, I would argue that it's not addictive. I could see it very much becoming addictive. I also incurred some medical issues as a result of it. And after a 30-day run on this product that's coming to North Dakota and it's going to be legal, it's a highly manipulated new era of marijuana and all the other things, the poorly worded bill, so on and so forth. It's an absolute no. We're not easy marks here in North Dakota. And I also find it interesting that the only place that's going to be licensed to sell marijuana is an out-of-state company. And to all my people out there, not my people, but people that are indulging in marijuana, I do not believe it's going to create a whole bunch of people smoking pot again. People that smoke it, are already smoking it, are the guys of a felony, and that's just the way it's got to be. Because if we legalize this, it will be a big mistake for the state of North Dakota.
Sam, I appreciate your call on that very much. Anything you want to say about that, Christy?
Well, you know, I just want to thank him as well because I really appreciate your understanding of the increase in the potency of marijuana. You know, back in the 90s, yeah, you're looking at probably 4 to 7% somewhere in there. By 2014, it was up to over 12%, and we now do have up to 99% pure THC. And that is one of the biggest ways that marijuana is being used is through the edibles, through the which is a marijuana-infused food, through gummies, gummy bears, through cookies, through sodas. And again, one of my saddest points in this is the idea that I'm walking by a store and here's all of these containers with goodies, which they are. And when I walk by with my 2-year-old or my 5-year-old grandchild and have to try to explain that these are not regular candies, that just makes me so sad. And again, just the risk. I'm concerned about when children incidentally have exposure to that, when you take your children over to a neighbor's or you take them over to, you know, a relative's house. And not even just the children, but one of the things that happened in Colorado was pets were being brought into the vet clinic because pets were accidentally eating people's edibles.
Yeah, those edibles are a bad deal all the way around. In New York City now, like every block has a, it looks like a food truck, but it's not a food truck. It's, you know, candy, marijuana candy, and all these fancy little colored packages. They mean that accessible, so you're exactly right. Really appreciate some more facts on this issue. We'll continue to do everything we can to get the word out about the concerns. Christy, thank you for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
We are efforting an interview with the proponents of Measure 3 as well. We'll do that as we count down to Election Day. See you tomorrow, folks. God bless you. Bye-bye.
So those out-of-state elite special interests are at it again, taking aim at North Dakota's Constitution, pumping money into our state, and successfully buying their way onto the November ballot with a so-called anti-corruption measure. Nobody wants corruption in our government. That's why we already have an ethics commission and ethics policies on the books. This ballot measure, 2 pages long, that overrides the rest of our rights and protections in the North Dakota Constitution, giving their commission more power than any branch of government. And at what cost? If Measure 1 passes, voters and their elected officials would be prohibited from engaging in open, transparent dialogue, driving a wedge between the people and their government, and undermining the foundation of our democracy. Measure 1 is not the North Dakota way. Vote no on Measure 1, paid for by North Dakotans for sound government. Jeff Simon, Chairman.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.